Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 185 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic I have titled Burden for Others. Burden for Others. Burden for Others. And for anchor scripture, I'm going to be reading from the book of Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It says, these are the memoirs of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah. In late autumn, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes' reign, I was at the fortress of Susa. Hanani, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and about how things were going in Jerusalem. They said to me, things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down, and the gates have been destroyed by fire. Verse 4, when I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And if we see later in this chapter, Nehemiah actually ended up praying as well. So the thing is, what does it mean to have a burden for others? To have a burden for others means to care about the lives of other people. It means to not be a selfish person. To not be a selfish person. Because if you think about it, Nehemiah worked in the palace of the king. He was in a foreign land where he was very highly placed. In a situation like this, the natural temptation is to not worry about the well-being of other people. But that was not the case with Nehemiah. He had a burden for his own people. He truly cared about his own people. He mourned. He fasted. He prayed for days. He was active in his desire to help his people. He was not passive about that process. Basically, by looking at the actions of Nehemiah, you could see his state of mind. He truly cared about others. You know, because you see many people, they say the right words about wanting to help people. You can talk with your mouth, but what are your actions like? The kingdom of God is not a passive kingdom. It's an active kingdom. You cannot function and fulfill God's plans for your lives, for your life. You cannot fulfill God's purposes just sitting in your armchair. Look at, for example, the story of Queen Esther in the Bible. She was a queen, but her people were in distress. She could have abandoned them, but she did not. Don't let your high standing, don't let the blessings that you have make you become insensitive to the needs of other people. Esther was not passive about it. She was active. She called a fast and she joined the fast. She set a good example. Look at Esther chapter 4 verse 16 for that. Also a similar story with Moses. Moses could have just chilled in the house of Pharaoh, but he did not. If you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25, the Bible says that he chose instead to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a little while. So again, brethren, I want to encourage you with this. Blessings are not an invitation to become inactive in your activities as a believer. They should actually spur you to do more. Use your resources, use your placement for the glory of God. Because I'm telling you this, we live in a world where many people don't care about others anymore. And sometimes these others include people's own kids and their spouses. You know, we live in a world where people are incredibly selfish. They're just living for themselves. You see a man, he's married. He lives only for himself, not even for his wife, not even for his kids. They're just selfish. They don't have a burden for raising their kids God's way. They don't have a burden for loving their wives the way God wants them to love their wives. Again, you don't want to be that kind of man. And also likewise for women, likewise for children. Stop being selfish. Because many people, they choose career over their kids. They choose career over their families. They choose their own well-being over the well-being of their families. The thing is, as a human being, as a child of God, you're called to sacrifice. To just have a burden for others. It's a simple message. But if we truly cared about others, the world would be a much better place. So, Jesus Christ truly cared for you by coming to die for you on the cross to save you from sin. So how can you reciprocate that love to him? You can reciprocate that love to him by surrendering your life to him and for living for his will, living to obey him. So if you want to do that this morning, I want to encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me of all my unrighteousness. Wash me clean of all my sin. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for myself and for those that just give their lives to you and everyone listening to this podcast that you give us the grace to care. Give us the grace to have a burden for others. Your word says, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Your son laid down his life for us. Give us the grace to lay down our lives for others and to seek the good and the well-being of others. And everywhere we go, Lord, let us be ambassadors of Christ, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So for those that just give their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to, number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 is titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with God. Number two, read your Bible every day. Meditate on it and do what it says. You can find a good translation that's easily understandable, like the New Living Translation. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, but a Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. The fact that a place calls themselves church doesn't mean that they actually preach the word of God. So find a place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a great church. And there are also many other great churches around the world. But just follow God, follow his word, do his will, fellowship with other believers, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Shalom.